Hello, everyone. This is Michelle Birdie, and you're listening to The Wordsworth from the Moscow Times. Every year, a group of linguists and language lovers, headed by Mikhail Epstein, votes on Slovo Года, Word of the Year, or rather, Slova I Virozhenia Года, Words and Expressions of the Year. The nominated words are gathered throughout the year. They are the words on everyone's lips, the phrases that you heard a million times and that characterize, in some way, the year gone by. In most years, the nomination list and winners are a combination of the comical, sad, and positive, ranging from Polizia, police, the year the law enforcement agency had a name change, to Brexit, Brexit, one of the most talked about topics in 2016. But this year, I found the list to be rather depressing. Epstein describes one of the key leitmotifs of the year to be emotionalное состояние общества, society's emotional state, and listed the nominated words that reflected it, such as тьфу на тебя, fooey on you, what Alisher Usmanov said to Alexei Navalny in his YouTube reprimand, нелюбов, loveless, the name of a film by Andrei Zvyagintsev, battle, as in a rap contest, and toxichny, toxic, as applied to relationships and personalities. Another word in the list was обезлобливающее, a neologism invented by Sergei Arkavin that means a spite killer, that is, a drug that reduces spitefulness, like a painkiller. This is a positive thing, right? Put it in the water supply, and you get heaven on earth. But it's also kind of a downer. The world needs it. This year, the winning word was the Moscow-centered renovatsiya, renovation. Mayor Sobyanin's program to tear down older low-rises and put up high-rises in their place. This project set neighbor against neighbor, as some people hoped for improved housing, shagovoy dostupnosti, walking distance, from their current apartment, and others pointed to the violation of personal property rights and the fact that walking distance for a babushka and a marathon runner are different concepts. The runners-up were Bitcoin, hype, and toxichny, toxic. The year in a nutshell. In the category of Virozhenia Goda, expression of the year, first place was On vam ni Dimon, he's not Dimon to you, what Dmitry Medvedev's press spokesperson once told journalists, let's have some respect for the prime minister. And then the name of Alexei Navalny's film about corruption in very high places. In second place was Вмешательство в выборах, election meddling, which was almost, but not quite, as important as local socio-political issues. The third category is anti-язык, anti-language, or rather the language of anti, the language of propaganda, lies, and aggression. Here, there's really not much to say. First place, иностранный агент, foreign agent, what people and organizations are when they accept foreign funding, or when somebody doesn't like them. Second place, можем повторить, we can do it again. This assertion was plastered on car bumpers and windows in honor of the annual May 9th celebration of Victory Day, in what Russians call the Great Patriotic War. So why is it in this category? In social media, this phrase somehow stopped being a statement of self-defense and morphed into something aggressive, which is just wrong. Third place went to Pyanny Malchik, drunk little boy, about a six-year-old child who had been hit and killed by a car. The driver insisted, backed by so-called forensic evidence, that the child had been drunk and at blame. Society was outraged. And finally, alternativные факты, alternative facts, a phrase made famous by Kellyanne Conway to defend Donald Trump's insistence that more people attended his inauguration than Barack Obama's. As far as I'm concerned, this is the worldwide winner for the year. The last category is protologismi, protologisms, an invented word to describe linguists' word inventions, a category where the wordsmiths get to have fun. This year, the winner was the domagant, a new word in Russian to describe a harasser, тот, кто домогается, one who harasses. Don't need to add anything to that. I like the second place winner, invented by Epstein. Actually, it's the prefix gop from the word gopnik, a Cretan, thug, or lowlife. Through the joy of Russian word creation, we get gop politika, gop journalistika, gop religia, and even gop государства, moron politics, moron journalism, moron religion, and moron state. This is the perfect way to describe a worldwide phenomenon. Well, not the cheeriest way to end the year, but this is when we square our shoulders and say, next year is bound to be better. And so, s Novim Godem, s Novim Shestyem, Happy New Year, and much happiness in the new year.